This is an interview for the Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Jenny Bradley. Date, 22nd of October 2014. Location of interview, Swickard office. And today I'm interviewing Moira and Yoni of Mundo Dance from Cardiff. Johnny, can you tell us how you first decided to get involved with Cardiff Carnival?
Hello, Jenny. Well, thanks for inviting me, first of all, to be part of this interview. And first of all, it was just an amazing experience to be involved in this year's Swickard Carnival. And it was just from a few years ago that everything started. I was a student at the Rubicon Dance Cardiff. And a friend of mine, a teacher at the time, June Campbell Davis, she asked me if I wanted to be part of it. But because I started traveling after that, I was away for quite a while. I didn't really have the opportunity until this year to kind of say yes. But once I did it, it was just, just one of those things that you get involved and you just, you just can't take your hands, your eyes out of it. But it was more because I've seen loads of the pictures and videos in the past from the Swickard Carnival in Cardiff, and I just couldn't wait to be part of it. So I contacted, everyone that I knew that was part of it, same as June Campbell Davis, and she gave me instructions of who to be in touch with. And here we are in 2014 as part of the carnival. So, yeah.
And Moira, you got involved as part of Mundo Dance.
I did.
So where did your interest in dance and carnival come from?
Well, the dance is quite recent in my life, in the last couple of years, and I started going to Johnny's Mundo Dance classes. And then carnival's not an entirely new experience because Johnny and I both took part in the Rio Carnival in 2013, which is incredible. I've known about this for ever since it's been going, but I've never really got involved with it before. But when Johnny decided that Mundo should take part in it, and I was absolutely delighted, and it was an amazing experience for all sorts of reasons, really.
Brilliant. Yoni, where does your interest in carnival come from? Obviously, your heritage is from Colombia, so what was your first experience of carnival?
Yeah, it mostly comes from when I was a child. First of all, as a dancer, my mom used to be a dance teacher, and obviously the part of the world where I come from is a lot of art involved, a lot of these traditional carnivals, they go on all the time. And since then, we have been taught to do a lot of creative stuff. And at the time with friends and all the members of different clubs in Colombia, we created all these different costumes that led us to work in what we called at the time cultural days in our schools. And at the same time, some of the parades, they went around in the all the different cities in Colombia. So, yeah.
Your costumes for the summer that you made with Mundo were sort of a red and fiery theme. What was your inspiration?
Yeah, the inspiration with this comes from a place actually in Colombia called Barranquilla. It's the city where Shakira comes from. And it's all about all the colors. I grew up in a place where you can obviously, I didn't get to go to this carnival at the time when I was younger, but I've always seen it on TV, and because of the history with it, with the skeletons, devils, and the colors, it has always been just an inspiration, motivation, just to keep going and creating things that are similar to that. And and what happens with this is about creating something that, even though people see as a negative thing like death and the devil being just part of the negative stuff, it's not always as seeing it like that. The carnival, what the carnival creates is about seeing the positive in all these negative stuff. So yeah,
and the colors also, Mundo Dance has got a very sort of striking image and logo, and it's red and gold and black, and so we wanted to, you know, really let the world know about Mundo Dance as well, so our costumes were in the Mundo Dance colours, weren't they?
Yeah.
On Carnival Day, Yoni, you had an amazing skeleton costume that I wasn't expecting to see. Mm. Where did that come from, and who helped you make it?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I was in Colombia visiting once again. But every time I go there, you know, I just find my inspiration back again. And because of Mundo Dance being part of my life as it is now, it's my business, my creation, my baby. And since I've been in Cardiff as well, which is coming now to up to 9 years, I wanted to create something back then, 2 years ago in Colombia, that I could bring back to Cardiff and show a bit of that to the people who come to my classes. And even though I didn't get to show the skeleton for a long time, only up to now, the carnival, it was just good to have it there, as to, you know, be part of the one day I could just show people what it is all about, where I come from, and all those colors and all those things that I teach in my classes are all the inspiration that, you know, comes from that part of the world, my background. So yeah,
brilliant. Maria, you said one of the things you enjoyed most was working together with the Mundo team at the workshops.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I loved the carnival procession, despite the deluge, and we all looked very bedraggled at the end. And I loved performing with Mundo Dance on the Haze. But I think the best memories will be the 3 weeks we spent in the carnival workshop, because, you know, our Mundo team, our Mundo family, we spent a lot of time sitting around making our own costumes. I mean, I'm not very sort of craft-minded, and I enjoyed the sewing, even the glue gun, and where I lost my fingerprints for a few weeks. But it was just that sort of sense of community, and one of the girls said it was just like working in Mike Baldwin's knicker factory, and it was, because we sat around chatting and really enjoyed it. But I think it was the workshops for me, because I think that's what Swick is all about, you know, bringing people together. And just seeing people of all ages, people from all different ethnic groups, you know, people with disabilities, it was just so inclusive. And I think that's really embodies the whole carnival experience for me. And I just thought it was great, and I definitely would want to be involved again.
Brilliant. Yoni, are you thinking that being part of Cardiff Carnival is something that you and the group would like to do next year? And if so, what do you think you might do differently, or do something new and exciting?
Yeah, definitely would love to be part again. And, you know, the Swicker Carnival has given such a, you know, such an inspiration again to do something different every year, you know, to inspire more people from my classes. You know, I think every year there's people, new people coming to my classes, and I would love to give them that experience as well, to be part of this carnival. If I would change something, well, obviously the costume will be the change, but I don't think there's anything I would change. If something is, well, keep it all the same, because it definitely brings all those communities together, everyone from different places, different environments, different, you know, no matter who, but what age you are, or what background, or, you know, you have, it's just about that, you know, bringing everyone together and enjoying themselves until we get to show what we've built up, you know.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Moira and Yoni. It was really nice to talk to you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.